Alyssa, congratulations, first of all. And I'm going to ask the cliched question, but I have to ask it. How does it feel, or how does it feel inside you, mentally, physically, emotionally, to hear national champion, all the blood, sweat, and tears you put into something like this, to have that crown, especially in your senior year?
I know, just hearing it right now, it was pretty cool. I feel like it still hasn't really sunk in fully, and I don't know when it will, but it's just such a cool accomplishment. I mean, I think watching the men's game, like you kind of spoke about, and then thinking that, wow, we won that game, like that was us winning that game, it's so cool. So I'm just really, really, really excited.
Hey, Alyssa, do you think that as a city kid myself, you went to the wrong school? I went to Oakwood, you went to Harvard. That's okay, we'll give you that one. But when you think about your conference and how tough the Pac-12 is, and I look at Gonzaga, I know they were undefeated, they played some quality teams, but night in and night out in your conference, you guys are getting tested by really, really good teams. Do you think that it had, mm-hmm. how much did that have to do with you guys winning? And then how much might that have been a factor where Gonzaga not being tested, and they haven't played from behind, and they hadn't had that? Whereas you guys, I mean, I watched that game. You guys were, it was punch for punch, back and forth the whole way, but you've been in those games before.
Totally. I think the Pac-12 conference, I mean, there were two Pac-12 teams in the national championship. I don't know when that's happened, when there have been two teams from the same conference, but it's just such a testament to, like you said, the Pac-12, you know, 1 through 12, every team in that conference, every game you have to prepare, and it could be a loss. So you have to, the competition is really remarkable. And I think that really prepared us for what we had to do. And I mean, just playing against all these really good teams, all these really great players, it makes the national championship a little bit easier. So yeah, I think it's a huge plus for our team to have that competition all the time.
Speaking with Stanford's Alyssa Jerome, Canadian Alyssa Jerome, and again, national champion. I'll keep saying it through the course of the interview here, Alyssa, just to keep hammering it home. I went on earlier today. I kind of assumed that they would have something on there, but I went on Harvard's website, Harvard Collegiate, where you went to high school here in Toronto. And one of the things that they have written, and I think it just kind of came from their Twitter feed. I'm going to read this to you. I'm going to guess you saw it, but if you didn't, congratulations to Harvard's Alyssa Jerome on winning the NCAA National Championship. Proud of you. You inspire so many girls back home in the six. You're an athlete, an academic, and a champion. What's it like for you to, and it's not like this is new to you, Alyssa. It's been like this since even your high school days, when I know you coached the junior girls team back in high school. And for you now to at this point be a young woman who's about to graduate, again, graduating as a champion, but being that role model for young girls wherever they are, whether it be close to Stanford, back home in Toronto, that are listening right now, the example that you've set for them, how do you embrace that kind of spot as a role model for so many young women and young men?
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge honor. I think I remember kind of being a young player and looking up to all the female players, Canadians in particular. And I mean, I just want to give a shout out. I know that there were four Canadians in the final four, one on each team. And I think that is huge for young Canadian girls, boys, basketball players, not basketball players. It's such a testament to kind of all the hard work that Canada basketball has put in. But I think it's just so cool to see the emergence of basketball, specifically on the female side for Canadians. And it's just really cool to be in this position. I hope I'm inspiring people. I hope I'm, you know, showing that anything's possible. You know, coming from Harvard, being at Stanford now, it's really surreal. It's really cool.
Alyssa, was there one person or one thing or event or something that really kind of pushed you towards basketball? Like what was it? What was the moment when you said, you know what, it's going to be basketball. It's not going to be soccer or volleyball or hockey or, you know, figure skating, or it's going to be basketball. Do you remember a moment that stands out for you like that, or anybody that inspired you in that way?
I mean, yeah, as you mentioned, I played every sport, and I love the competitiveness of basketball and how exciting it is. My dad always jokes that, when I was younger, I had to kind of choose between mainly soccer and basketball. And he always jokes that I chose basketball because I said that there are more points scored in basketball. And I think just the excitement of the game of basketball is really cool and really drew me to it. And I mean, obviously the height helped, and I was just really fortunate to have so many incredible coaches growing up who really kind of inspired me, and helped me through it. And I think just the team atmosphere is something that you can't beat. You know, every team that I've had growing up, I've been really, really close with. This team I'm especially close with at Stanford. So yeah, I mean, I don't know. There's a lot to love about basketball.
Speaking with Alyssa Jerome from Stanford, national champion, the Toronto native. Alyssa, what's this last year been like for you? I mean, this is a question we have, you know, we kind of pose to almost every single guest we've had on the show, because we're all dealing with it, right? The pandemic. But from an athlete's perspective, especially a young athlete, especially a Canadian trying to get back across the border, going back to last season with the tournament being canceled, to the summertime, to the training or lack thereof, to the season starting, to now the tournament, and is the tournament going to happen? And it does, and just kind of ducking and dodging the virus and the pandemic the whole time. What's it been like emotionally, mentally, everything these past 12 months for you?
It has been a ride. It's been crazy. I mean, our team has been through so much. Like at Stanford, we weren't able to be at Stanford and playing, so we had to be on the road. I think we calculated we were on the road for 87 days straight, going from hotel to hotel. And just the adversity that we faced this whole year, I think it's really prepared us for this moment and winning a national championship. And I think it makes that national championship just so much sweeter. Our team, everyone on our team, has sacrificed so much. We didn't go home for Christmas. We didn't do, you know, all the normal things. We didn't have fans all year. So it just makes this moment that much sweeter. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. If you were to ask me kind of when our season started, it was a little bit of a bumpy ride at the beginning, trying to figure out all the protocols, all the testing. We were practicing on the tennis courts outside at Stanford because that was the only place, driving to hotels and high school gyms and just everything that we've been through. If you were to ask me back then if we would have been here, I would have said no way. So it's just really surreal.
Well, I guess you must have had some practice then for those outdoor tennis courts and the outdoor sessions, because correct me if I'm wrong, when you were back home in Toronto, obviously with the gyms and stuff shut down here, you were hooping in the backyard with I guess with your dad, with the mom and family members and whatnot. That was your off-season training?
Yeah, exactly. That was the only access I had to a basketball hoop was in our back alley. So, and I don't think it's regulation height. It wasn't perfect, but my dad would always help me out and rebound for me. So, yeah, that's what I did during the break.
That's awesome, Alyssa. What's next? You know, a lot of NCAA players graduate and kind of get out into society and become productive, you know, members in society at large. What would you, if you had your choice, what would the dream be in terms of after graduation, and what do you see on the horizon in case the dream doesn't quite go the way you want?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think it's always been a big dream of mine to compete for Canada, you know, at an Olympics or at a world championship. So I think, you know, continuing to play basketball overseas, I think I would just love to do that while I'm still healthy and kind of see where that takes me. But I love, you know, I'm at Stanford. I love school. I'm a human biology major, and I hope to one day go to medical school and do that. So, you know, once that basketball chapter is done with my life, you know, I'm really looking forward to the next chapter, whatever that may be. Yeah, and I mean, I have another year of college basketball because of the COVID. So we'll see what I do with that. But yeah, it's pretty crazy that I'm already a senior.
You know, I'm just sitting here thinking how inadequate I am. I'm just a lowly radio guy here. I'm talking to a national champion, talking to a collegiate athlete.
No way.
Oh, yeah, human biology. I'm going to, you know, go overseas and play. And then, you know, when I'll just fall back on my human biology, be a doctor one day, hopefully. And I'm just talking on the radio. That's all I do, Alyssa. Speaking to Alyssa Jerome, national champion from Toronto. To that point, and maybe this is a good way to end it, Jonesy, and I know this speaks to your past career as well as an educator. We spoke earlier, Alyssa, about being a role model for young men and especially for a lot of the young women. How did you find the balance to find the time, let alone to find the success, as an athlete, let alone as a student as well? Because, you know, I'm reading through here, and I apologize. I don't have the latest in terms of this year, but as a sophomore, all academic honorable mention. As a junior, you made the academic honor roll in the Pac-12. So clearly a strong student, let alone athlete. How do you find the time, let alone the energy and the focus to balance it all?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of crazy that we're able to do it with all the basketball that we play. But I think, you know, as a team, we really kind of work together at studying and staying on top of things. I think organization has been huge. This year has been so unique because of Zoom classes, Zoom University. You know, it's like everything's online, which has been good and bad. I really miss, you know, walking and biking to class and seeing other students on campus. But I think Stanford itself is just such a remarkable place in that what I'm doing, being an athlete and being successful at that, and also being a student and being successful at that, that's not unique here. You know, everyone at Stanford is doing that and doing that exceptionally well. And I think that that's such a testament to what a unique place that this is. And yeah, I mean, I'm just motivated by everyone around me to be great at everything that I do. So that's what I try to do.
Well Alyssa, sure, yeah, go ahead, Jonesy.
I was going to say, you sure have been, Alyssa. And Eric, I'm not, you know me, we like to know what the money line is. She's got a year of eligibility left. She's had one taste of the championship. If I hear that she's not back at school, I might have to go to the hospital, because I know the pull, the family atmosphere of being on a team and laughing and crying and as you just described to us, Alyssa, going through stuff with people. I'd put my money on you going back to play another year at Stanford. And if you do, nobody's mad at you. Do it, girl. Do it while you're young.
I appreciate it. This team will be really hard to leave when I do. So
yep.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. You might be right.
Hey, Alyssa, congratulations again, and thanks for joining us on the show today. All the best.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me.